The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hour number two of the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer of the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Deb Lonser is here. She's a pediatrician and chair of community pediatrics at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome in today to reach Dr. Mike or Dr. Deb or any of the guests on the show or the experts. It's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. You have a telephone, we have a telephone, 877-711-5211. Our toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, not with us today. He'll be back next week. But Dr. Arthur Perry will be here, 34 past the hour. It's called Straight Talk from the Docs. What are the topics today?
Well, they're reconstruction. They're new reconstruction. By the way, before I get to this, I should say one thing. We should, if you want to, go to the Twitter page for LindaEvansOfficial.com. And tweet her happy birthday since tomorrow's her birthday. I'm reminded of that since I should tweet my sister happy birthday. So happy birthday, Marcia. It's my sister's birthday tomorrow as well. The topics, not to change tones, for today are Arthur Perry is going to talk about what we call the new reconstruction techniques. One he's going to talk about is nose reconstruction with injected cartilage and fat grafting. Will this replace traditional? What it means for you if you're shopping for plastic surgery or thinking about it in any case. As well as he's going to talk about the new stable breast implants. What does he mean by stable? Well, we'll find out from Arthur. And also what this means. This is a revolution in plastic surgery coming. Faster, less expensive, and better, it looks like. So those are the topics that Arthur wants to talk about today. We're also going to ask him a whole bunch of other ones about beauty and harnessing the power of fantasy in beauty.
That is a Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry, 34 past the hour. This is a two-hour show, so there are two Real Age Tips of the Week. In the second hour, what's on your mind for today?
The best way to lose belly fat.
The best way to lose belly fat.
Dr. I'll fat. Stick around for that one.
So this is the last show before Thanksgiving because this is the weekend before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday.
We should say we are doing a live show next Saturday. Yeah. It's unusual we do it, but we decided to do a live show so you can get everything and wash down your turkey with our radio show.
Okay, so this is the last weekend before the Thanksgiving holiday. Any pre-Thanksgiving Day advice?
Well, one of them that came up is don't wash your turkey. That is, or if you wash your turkey, and I believe in washing it, what it means is you should clear out the area around it because approximately you will, if you wash your turkey in the sink, it sprays bacteria up to 3 feet away, and something on the order of 2 to 5% of turkeys sold in the United States are contaminated with salmonella. Normally, you cook it hot enough to get rid of them, but if you wash your turkey, you will spray about 3 feet away. So clear out 3 feet in all directions. around your sink when you're going to wash your turkey so you don't spray that salmonella, and make sure you cook it to 165 degrees or more because that's what is needed. Remember, people get sick around this time. Now, there's also a whole raft, and we tweeted them, a whole raft of great recipes. We're going to bring in Bridget right now because she tweeted a whole raft of great recipes of substitutions where you could roast your turkey, where you could use walnut-based stuffing and whole wheat stuffing so that you actually had a very healthy, if you will, turkey day with just some small tweaks, not big tweaks, but small tweaks. So they're on walnuts.org, I think is the name of the website, walnuts, www.walnuts.org. Molly Katzen, who is one of the great vegetarian chefs, but she also is a great chef with modifying diets. So Molly Katzen and I worked together to modify these. I did the eating and tasting. She did the cooking and modification at walnuts.org. For example, I'm going to show you one of the recipes. This is Molly's Smart Harvest Stuffing. So using whole wheat bread, olive oil, minced onion, minced celery, table salt, just a little, poultry seasoning, minced or crushed garlic, cooked wild rice, dried cranberries, tablespoons of lemon juice, water broth, ground pepper, walnuts, and pomegranates. That's all. And with that, you get incredibly great nutrition, lowers the calories from 430 to 310, increases, in fact, only 1.5 grams of saturated fat, lowers the sodium, and increases the protein and the fiber in it. So that's Molly's Smart Harvest Stuffing. You can find it at walnuts.org.
Now, Thanksgiving is, you know, it's, compare every, all things considered, it's a relatively decent meal. It's not, compared to some other meals that you celebrate on holidays, it's relatively healthy. The problem with Thanksgiving is that people eat too much, right?
Absolutely. So you should wear a very tight belt and don't loosen it. And remember to eat small portions. And one of the things that happens on Thanksgiving, believe it or not, it's the highest holiday for family fights.
I believe
so. So have a little bit to drink, but not so much as it de-inhibits you. And then remember to give thanks, no arguments with family members, and just eat a very little.
Okay. So happy Thanksgiving. I mean, we'll have a live show coming up next weekend, too. Should 5-hour energy drinks be taken off the store shelves because they're investigating as many as 15 people may have died in the last 4 years after drinking 5-hour energy? What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, the acute problem, you know, they're not going to take it off. The acute problem is getting too much caffeine, and there is a lot of caffeine in 5-hour energy. It gives you the equivalent of two large cups of coffee, more than Starbucks, if you have one of these small shots, actually. And that's a lot of caffeine, but even worse than that is the chronic effects. Chronically, it has some compounds in it, some protein in it, that isn't good protein. It's protein that, at least in the animal studies, causes your liver to get fat, which then causes inflammation in the animal models, which then causes heart disease over the long term. And the second problem is it's very easy to overdose on vitamins because there are a lot of B vitamins. So if you have one, you're okay if you don't have a multivitamin. But if you have a multivitamin and one of these, you're getting too much. That is, you're actually going to get a level of some of the B vitamins that increases your risk of cancer. And if you have two or three in the day, those by themselves, those two, will give you too much of the B vitamins. So of some of them that cause toxicity. And I don't know why they put it in. Maybe they think they're doing something healthy for you, or maybe it's just a taste effect, or maybe it's trying to antagonize some of the bad effects of it. Caffeine is good for you if you don't have one of the four side effects, migraine, headache, abnormal heartbeats, anxiety, and gastric upset. If you don't have that, then whether it's caffeine in coffee or caffeine in caffeinated water, those are good for you. We now know that the caffeine in diet drinks, the caffeine is good. It's the diet drink or the regular drink that seem not to be healthy for you.
A lot of people buy it. $9 billion in sales of 5-hour energy drinks last year alone.
Incredible what good promotion and caffeine does, right? I mean, it's really good promotion. I hope they support your radio show, Joe, because they would have no other redeeming benefit.
How about what do you get when you add caffeine and 2 sugar and popcorn? You get Frito-Lay creating Cracker Jacks with caffeine. Believe it or not, Cracker Jacked Power Bites will have coffee as part of the recipe and comes in two flavors, vanilla mocha and cocoa java. That is Cracker Jacks with caffeine. Coming up, more of the top medical news stories of the week, small warnings that can signal big brain problems, and more. The Youth Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Deb and Dr. Mike Royce.
Jeff. Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.